Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, we pray that your Holy Spirit shall inspire the speaking and understanding of everything uttered here today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hi, this is Donald James Parker, and welcome to another episode of Wielding the Sword of the Spirit. My guest today is Ricky Burchell. Well, actually, I'm not sure if that's how he pronounces it. I'm waiting for him to call in right now. We'll find out if it's Burchell or Burchell. Ricky is a Christian filmmaker. I just finished a movie shoot with him yesterday. We had a six-day shoot on a movie called Best Friends Genetically Modified. Ricky, here he's on. I'm going to get him in right now. Can you hear me, Ricky? Can you hear me, Ricky?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Welcome aboard. First thing we got to discover is your last name pronounced Burchell or Burchell?
It's Burchell.
Burchell, okay.
Burchell.
So, Ricky, how did you get started being a filmmaker?
Well, filmmaking is probably something I always wanted to do. For a long time, but really I just got started when I bought a camera and just started running around filming stuff. So that's kind of like my journey was a little bit different because I didn't go to school or learn anything about it. I was a recording artist that wanted to do films. And then once equipment got cheaper, I bought some equipment and started making films.
So let's talk about the movie that you made first. You made a short called Love 101.
I did a short film called Love 101 with a lady out of Jackson, Tennessee. And, that was kind of like a modern-day version of taking Bible characters and making them modern-day. So it has Leah and Rachel and Jacob and Joseph and Potiphar's wife and, Potiphar. It's like kind of all these stories based in a modern time. High school kids playing these characters. So,
is that available for people to buy?
I think so. I think it's on. You just got to type Love. I think it's love101movie.com and it's on Facebook. You just got to type love101movie on Facebook, and I think it's somewhere available to buy that way.
Okay. So how long is that?
I think the movie's about 70 minutes.
70? So it's a long short.
I think it has to be 80 to be considered a feature film, but, so it's almost there, but it's not.
It's very close.
Yeah,
and some shorts are about 10 minutes, so.
No, it's longer than that, so.
Yeah. Okay, so you got a couple of crew members that you work with all the time, Preach and Nate. How did you meet Nate?
I think I met Nate. He was 16 years old. He came to one of the, I was shooting a music video he came to, and he just worked hard. And I said, man, this kid works hard. I said, let's bring him back in. So he came to another shoot I did, and we worked all day, and I slave-drived all of them all day. And I was just like, man, he was ready to go and ready to work. I just started hiring Nate. Really, we started working with another guy first, and he was kind of like my second guy. I had a guy, Ray, that's real good friends with Nate, and Nate would just come up with Ray, and Ray was kind of my first camera guy that I always used, and then Ray moved and left out of town, so I just started calling Nate directly. And Nate just been working together for years, doing stuff, doing different events, and music videos, and all kind of stuff.
So how about Preach?
Preach
your sound
called
guy.
Me and said he wanted to intern at a, he wanted to find a company to intern at, and I was getting ready to do a project, and he came to me working with me in my recording studio, and when we did all the audio recording, I think I was just doing, started doing a couple music videos, and he would come on set, and he was a hard worker, and we just like, hey, you know, let me just start calling Preach now. And so I called Preach, and we made, you know, he started doing, he started becoming part of the crew too. But we got other people a part of the crew. We have Dawn and Amanda and Donna. We have Rob. We got a lot of people part of the crew. They do different things. Everybody does different things.
Yeah. Ricky's company is called B4 Entertainment, correct?
Yeah, B4 Entertainment. Yep.
And you're based out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro, yep. Right, not, you know, we're like Nashville's dirty little sister. We're right down the street from Nashville. So.
Right. And you do do custom video, you know, like if somebody wants a movie video or even a film or something like that, they can contact you and hire you. You're a gunslinger for hire.
Yeah, per se, you know.
But, for the right,
you know,
project.
Our passion is to do, you know, my passion is to do film, but, you know, we got to make money. So people call us to, you know, do their music videos, commercial events, weddings, you know, dance recitals. I mean, we've done, if it's been on TV, we've probably done something like it, documentaries, we film all kind of stuff. So.
Right. Now, before we talk about the movie, I just want to mention that tonight in Peoria, Illinois, at, do you know the name of the theater?
I did not. Is it the Carmike? It may be the Carmike. I forgot.
I think it is. Anyway, at the theater there in Peoria, Illinois, Where Is Good, Ricky's film, will be playing.
Yep.
There are still a few tickets available, so you people out in Peoria area. I don't know exactly. There's probably a Facebook page for Where Is Good that has that information on it.
Yeah, you go to, I think it's, well, just type in Where Is Good, and it's on the Where Is Good movie page. You got to scroll down and find it, but it's on, there's a link on the Where Is Good movie page.
So how did this movie come about? I understand it's based on a true story.
It's inspired by a true story. It's not necessarily based on a true story.
Okay.
There's elements of it that are that just were heavily inspired by a true story than other elements that was kind of made up. You know, I had a couple film ideas that I wanted to do, and I had Where Is Good was just one of them. And I would just begin to ask people, I would share one of my ideas, and they were like, when I told my idea of Where Is Good, they were like, oh, man, that sounds like good. That sounds like a good story. So I was like, well, I guess that's the first movie I'm going to do. And so I just started writing the script, and then I just began to set it up to start shooting. And that was really kind of how it all happened. Just kind of really just had the vision and just went forth with it. Just got the crew together, and we looked at the script, we made our notes, and we just decided to go and film, you know. And it just kind of happened that way.
Probably the key decision you had to make as far as choosing cast was the lead role of a young female.
Oh, yeah, Kelly Bartram. Yeah, she's a talented actress. It was so funny because, you know, the theme of the movie is how God works everything out for good. And he's working when we can't even see it. Even when bad's around us and bad is going on, he's still working. And the funny part about it was I had this one girl that I wanted to play the lead role. And I offered her the role. And, you know, for some reason she didn't want to do the role. She was like, no, I don't want to do it. And so I was almost crushed because I was like, man, I don't know who I'm going to get to play this lead role. And it looked like, you know, just my dream of making the film was going down the drain. And, you know, a friend of mine sent me a picture of Kelly. And when I first seen the picture, I was like, oh, she looks too young. She looks like a kid. I wasn't really that, you know, I really wasn't that interested in using her. But I sent it to a couple of other people who were working on the film and said, hey, what do you think of this girl? And everybody was so excited about her. I said, well, let me go meet her in person. So I went and met with her in person, and we talked, and I wasn't sure if she wanted to do the film, so I was still kind of square one, like, who am I going to get to play this lead role? So, you know, I wasn't sure she wanted to do it. Then she came in, and she auditioned, and she did a great job, and so I'm still kind of going back and forth, like, does she really want to do it? And so I'm still kind of like, I don't know if she can do it, and just trying to figure the whole thing out. And then she finally called, you know, we sent her, said, hey, if you want the role, sure. She sent us an email back or call back, I can't remember, but she said she wanted to do it, and it was like, you know, all the worry that I went through, I should have just trusted God. It's like, God, you got the right person. And she came in, and she did a fantastic job as the lead actress. And I'm really pleased with her performance.
You needed to learn the lesson that you were trying to teach.
Exactly. Which I'm learning it every other day. It's like, I always see something going crazy and wonder, what am I going to do? How's it going to work out? And then God always shows me again, hey, I told you I got you. I told you good to come out of it. I told you it's going to be better than you can ask or think or imagine. I keep telling you that. It's like, yeah, God, you're right. So, you know.
The Bible tells us to be anxious in nothing. So.
Exactly. No, so,
well,
yeah,
the human interest story with Kelly and the showing in Peoria, Illinois tonight is that Kelly actually worked at that theater when she was in high school, I believe, at least when she was younger.
Yeah.
And it's a homecoming. It's her hometown. So I believe she was actually going to be present for the showing.
Yeah, she's driving up there. I actually was going to go, but I thought we were going to be filming genetically modified. And turned to find out we got done early, but I already planned not to go, so I didn't go. But, that's just amazing how God does things. You know, you worked at a theater, you know, one year, a couple of years ago, and now you go back to the theater, they're playing the movie you're starring in. I'm like, okay, look how God works, you know.
Yeah.
So God definitely, you know, gives promotion and elevates, and you know, he does what he does for a reason. And I'm just blessed to see it, you know, and be a part of Kelly's journey as an actress. You know, that's exciting for me to see where she takes it from here, you know.
Amen. Now, you were successful in finding a distributor for your film.
Yeah.
And it was not a Christian distributor.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing to me that a secular distributor would be interested in an indie Christian film.
Yeah.
You have the envy of a lot of Christian filmmakers right now that you seem to have God's favor upon you.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. My thing is, you know, I don't really know. I really know anything about Christian films. Just a small thing about it. I knew what I felt like my purpose was to inspire people and give awareness about God and Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ and biblical truth. So that those are always my missions, but I didn't know where to start or how to even do anything. And so when it was time to distribute the movie, you know, I just started getting all kind of phone calls from people. They were like, yeah, we want to put it out. And so we had a lot of, a couple of Christian distributors called me, and just to be honest, deals were not very well. It was just kind of like, how do I get all the work, do all the work, and you get most of the money? I just didn't understand that. And then when I started getting some of these secular offers in, it sounded like more of a fair deal. And then they were, you know, they were throwing money at it and stuff like that. So it was like, okay, I guess this is where I'm supposed to go. I see favor over here. And so that's what I went with for the distribution of it. And then, you know, my films are a little bit different pertaining to Christian films. I haven't seen a whole lot of Christian films, but the ones I have seen have a lot more scriptures in it. My film doesn't have a whole lot of scripture. It's kind of based on scripture. And it's kind of showing how the character is, how the scripture is alive more so than it's preaching the scripture. Even though there's a couple scenes where there is some preaching and it kind of just, it shows some of the scriptures. But a lot of times, like I said, it doesn't preach it, it more shows it. And that's how God just gave me that story right there. So, and that's how I kind of a lot of times I write, you know.
Well, you're really making people jealous now that you have distributors chasing you. It's usually the other way around. People are calling the distributors and not getting their calls returned, et cetera, and or send them a movie and sit and wait around for months to hear from them.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't even explain it. I guess that's the grace of God. I don't know. It's just kind of
I'm curious how does people even know that you have a movie?
Well, I think that's funny. Because because I've worked on so many music videos and stuff, and people find out I'm doing movies, they'll tell somebody, and then somebody call me. I mean, I get calls today still about where the distributor is wanting it. And I'm like, hey, I already signed a deal. And they're like, well, the next film, we want to look at it. So I still get calls today about it. So I don't know. Maybe it's the trailer. Maybe it's, you know, it's all kind of information. You know, I guess it's all kind of stuff. But I know when we played it in Atlanta, you know, somebody called me right after we played it in Atlanta. And they were like, well, we heard you got a film. And then I played it, I put a trailer up on a Facebook page, and next thing you know, I started getting phone calls and emails. So, you know, just kind of, you know, those type of things, I think, just kind of happened. Just kind of put it out there. And, you know, I already always had an attitude of my, you know, was, hey, I'm not going to wait on a man to give me anything. I'm just going to trust in God. So,
Amen. You
know, we just kind of walked out on water, you know, making a film, you know, and trust me, and you know, Donald, because you make films, walking on water is very scary, but it's very rewarding. So you just got to, sometimes you got to put your foot out there and see if you sink. And,
you know, we
got to
quit looking at the wave and the wind, too.
Yeah, that's right. Just walk. He's the Savior. Sometimes he just says, just come. And sometimes you look at your circumstances and you decide not to walk, and then you miss your blessing. You know.
So what are your plans for the future?
I have plans, and then God always changes them, so I try not to, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that scripture where it says, unless the Lord builds a house, those labor in vain. I got to always try to remind myself that. It's like, man, God, you have to do some of these things. Just working on Best Friends Genetically Modified, and how smooth the shoot went, and how, you know, I think the shots are going to look, and the sound, and how it's going to sound. I feel like that was just kind of God reaffirming to me that, look, this is your purpose. This is your purpose, son. This is what I have you to do. You know what I'm saying? This is the gift that I've given you. So he was kind of reassuring me, I think through making Best Friends Genetically Modified, that this is your gift, and this is what I have you to do. You know, because, you know, everything just went so smooth, and it was just like, okay, you know, God just anointed this whole process to make this movie, you know. Even though, you know, every movie has bumps in the rolls. We know that. Every time you do anything, there's going to be a bump in the roll. But there's just anointing, and there's peace with it, and when that comes, it's like, okay, God, I know I'm on the right track. Because I see you working, you know what I'm saying? I see favor, I see, you know, I see grace, I see mercy, I see peace, I see purpose, I see all these things when you're in the will of God. And once you start seeing those things, like, okay, God, I know I'm going in the right direction. You know?
Go ahead. When you choose your actors, do you pay attention to IMDb at all?
I don't. I don't pay attention to none of that. I want you to come in here and you sell me on this part. You make me believe that's you. That's it. I don't look at no resumes. I don't look at none of that. I mean, I may look at the headshot. Like, okay, they look like they could be the person. But I don't care about none of that. You got to act. You got to come in and act.
Amen.
So, you know, that's how I think, you know, working on a production called, what's that?
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I'm working on a production for 3 days, 3 nights, and I got all kind of actors in here, and they were doing these long shoots of all they've done, and I would just give it to Dawn, like, hey, Dawn, I don't care what they're doing. Let me see the picture. Like, man, they look like they could play the part. Now to bring him in, let him come and kill it. You know, let him come in and earn the part. And that's what I tell all the actors that come in, and you know, a lot of friends of mine are actors, and you know, they want to know how do they get the part. I say you got to come in and earn it. Just got to come in here and earn the part. That's it. You know, and just because you're my friend, you're not necessarily going to get the part, because there's people out there who's worked hard and they just need an opportunity. So I'm going to give it to the person who works hard, and that works hard and that needed an opportunity. And then if there's a person that sees it, that, you know, and if they fit the part, I'll give it to them, you know. But it's all just relative you know, really, it's all spirit-led, you know, because sometimes it's just, you know, somebody may come in with a positive attitude when they're auditioning. It's like, man, I really like the attitude, and they're positive to be around. And I see something in them. And I want to work with them. I want to help them get to their dream and destiny. And I'll work with them, you know. So
do you think for the future, when you're going to cast a movie, that you're going to have people in mind right off the bat? You're going to say, I want them, I want them, I want them, and try to get them before you audition others?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's kind of hard to tell, but you know, just working with people, you know, you see how they are to work with, and it's like, okay, you're a pleasure to work with, and you have the talent. I want to work with you again, and then you know, if I have a part in mind that they can fit, definitely I want them to come and audition for it, or you know, they'll probably have a better chance of getting the role, but I still would maybe have an audition for other people to come and audition as well, because there may be somebody out there that may come in here and do way better than the person I had in mind. So I always kind of leave it open, you know, until I officially start shooting, and then it could be a conflict of scheduling with. You know, I may have an actress acting around. Like I said, when it was good, I had an actress in mind. I was like, I want you to play this part. And she, you know, she said, I can't do it. So it's like, okay, you know, what my vision went out the window. So now it's like, okay, God, I'm trusting in you, you know. And lo and behold, Kelly pops up. And it's like, okay, God, you have the perfect person for the movie. And I have to trust that you're going to bring the right person along, not what I think. And the same way with even the other characters in the movie, I wrote them. I wrote some of the other characters, and I envisioned them one way, and then we had somebody else come in, and they blew it away. And I'm like, whoa, man, that's talented. I want to use them. You know, so I rewrite the whole script. There was times when I was doing Love 101, there was a girl that came in and read, and she did so well, I rewrote the script just to put her in the movie because she did so well. I was like, okay, she did well. I want to change her character and make her this. So that's how it works sometimes with me. It's just seeing the talent, seeing the resources that God has provided, and I kind of work with that.
So what advice would you give to any aspiring actors out there?
Study your craft. I would tell anybody aspiring to do anything, it's acting, music, filmmaking, writing, whatever it is, you've got to take steps of faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that's the story of my life, is always trying to take steps of faith. And even if you fall or you make a mistake, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when you do whatever you do in faith, it's pleasing to God. And just check your heart motives when you're doing whatever you're doing. Just make sure you're doing it in faith, and you're doing it to glorify God. And ultimately, you're doing it where others can be helped at the same time. So I would just encourage those things to people. But that's how I try to live my life. I try to look at, can I be a blessing to others? Going to glorify God in the long run? And am I doing it by faith? So those are kind of the three rules I kind of live by.
Okay. I'm sure you run across this situation, because a lot of people want to be in movies. So sometimes they kind of suck up to you to try to win the role through favor.
Yeah.
And you talked about the friend thing already, and when a friend applies for a position, and, there's a good chance they're not going to be the best candidate for that one. It's kind of tough having to tell them, I'm sorry, but you got aced out. So there's a couple of different situations that are kind of unpleasant for casting directors.
Yeah. You know what? I would say, and this probably happened with a lot of your folks too, Donald, is go in there and serve, be a servant, because you never know. Every role is not for everybody. But there's something may pop up where, man, we need this person now. And you may get the role just because you're there serving, or you're available, or you had a positive attitude, and it's like, okay, I need somebody. We're shooting 3 days, 3 nights. We had one role, and the lady was a waitress for one of the scenes, and the lady that was supposed to do it couldn't do it. So I was looking, I was like, man, who can I get to play this role? And I knew this one lady who wanted to be an actress. She's always talking about action, and she came and auditioned a couple of times. And I was like, you know what? And she's always willing to serve. Let me call her and give her this role. It wasn't a big role, but she came, did the role, she did a great job. And now that's always on my radar. It's like, okay, she came and she helped out. And when we needed her, she was there. But sometimes she auditioned for other roles and didn't get it. So it's just kind of, I just say, be there, be a servant, be ready. And, God will bless you at the right time, and God will give you the right role at the right time. But always learn and study your craft. Because if you can't get in on, so you can't get in front of the screen, why don't you come help behind the screen? And then you can learn a new process. Then you can learn tricks from other actors, and then you can become a better actor. And then next audition, you may be able to kill it. So.
Amen.
You never can lose giving and serving. You never lose. You cannot outgive God. You can't outserve God. So if you give and you serve, God says that he'll give back to you. So it's like you always got to remind yourself to give and love and serve. And God won't forget about that. He doesn't. Those seeds you plant of giving and sowing, you will reap. And you think not.
Then we have the topic of calling. Is a person called to be an actor, director, or producer?
Yeah.
We have to just sometimes question that and go, Lord, if you didn't call me to do this, I should not be doing it. And that's back to your servant thing. If a master wants to have somebody bring him a mint julep and you bring him a steak, the steak may be better than the mint julep, but he asked for a mint julep, and so he's not going to be happy. We need to learn to be obedient to what we've been asked to do and not take on responsibility on our own and ask the Lord to bless that. Okay, well, we got just a few seconds left, Ricky, so I wish you the best of success there. I hope you sell a million copies of Where Is Good, which will give you plenty of finances to make more movies in the future.
There you go. Yep.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Donald, for having me. We looking forward to working with you again. We had a great time on the Genetically Modified, and I wonder how my man Don, how he's going to edit it. So we're looking forward to checking it out, see what happens. So.
Amen. Okay, God bless. Take care.
God bless you as well. God bless everybody listening.
Bye.
Stay focused on what God has called you to do.
Amen.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay.